The U.S. government estimates that about 31,000 Americans die each year as a result of suicide. Methods of suicide vary widely, but in the February issue of Flying Magazine, contributing editor Peter Garrison writes about the rare phenomenon of suicide by airplane. Mr. Garrison is a pilot, and he estimates that an average of 2 or 3 pilots a year use an airplane to commit suicide. These final flights are often, though not always, made in small planes.
There's only one recent instance of an airliner suicide. That was an Egypt Air flight. But there was an instance, actually, of a passenger that killed the crew of an airliner about 40 years ago and took down 40-odd people with him.
Setting those aside, and of course setting aside what one must describe as suicide flights on 9/11, we have a number of people in small planes who, for one reason or another, kill themselves. We can read the NTSB accounts, the official accident reports, so we get some sense of detail here. And some of the details are gripping. Some of these pilots carried on long conversations with air traffic controllers.
Yeah, it's a curious thing that whereas some people want to just slip away into silence, others seem to want to carry on a kind of chat. And, for instance, one pilot practiced a series of landings, and then he gave the controller a telephone number and said, would you please call this number and tell my family and friends that I love them very much? And the controller understood that he was just, you know, going to be taking a trip, going away, and that this was just his way of saying goodbye. And then the pilot suggested that the controller bring out the fire and emergency trucks. And so the controller thought, oh, dear, there's something wrong with the airplane, asked him if he was declaring an emergency, and the pilot didn't answer, but instead made a low approach to the runway, pulled up in a vertical climb, pushed over into a dive, and crashed in the middle of the runway.
Now, we should underscore here that two such suicides a year is two out of, I don't know how many flights, but out of a tremendous number of flights. It's a great, great rarity that we're describing.
No, this is a very, very unusual event. And actually, something that I find interesting about it is how seldom any of these pilots do any serious damage to anything other than themselves. Once in a while, somebody will fly into a building out of anger or desire for revenge or something like that. But on the whole, this is quite a private act, and people, you know, tend to crash their airplane somewhere where it doesn't do any harm to anybody else.
Do you think we're seeing a personality? You're a pilot, so perhaps it's unfair, but are we seeing a personality of the pilot expressed even in the act of suicide?
You know, as a pilot, I see flying as an activity that puts you sort of above and beyond the world. You know, it gives you a sort of philosophical distance, a sense of grandeur. You know, there are various emotions that people associate with flying. And it could be that these pilots see flying as in some way a key to their character or just an expression of their ego, that they identify so strongly with the airplane that when they die, they want to die, you know, with and in an airplane.
Peter Garrison is a pilot and contributing editor for Flying Magazine. His article on pilot suicide appears in the magazine's February issue, and you can read the article and some of the NTSB reports that we've discussed at our website, npr.org. Peter Garrison, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.